It is now time to name our Lorain County Community College Player of the Game, brought to you, of course, by Lorain County Community College. LCCC is real education. We talked about this one. Defense of the Elyria Pioneers was on par today, taking on Johnny Mooney, a guy who was able to scramble, a guy who was able to throw. They brought him down four or five times in the game on sacks. They also stopped him when he tried to rush, and because of that, we're going to give our player of the game to Jaleen Glover. And Jaleen Glover, outstanding game, had the block punt in there. Time after time, he was in the backfield coming up with sacks. Adam, it seemed like a good choice for us here tonight.
Yeah, their defense was really the thing that drove them tonight and kept them in the game. Was, you know, like I said, a couple times with a short field, good stops, and they didn't fold when, you know, they got down 13, 14 points. So and Glover was really the leader of that. And then to make a big special teams play like that to really give you a shot at the end, that's big. And he was impressive tonight, along with the rest of that defensive line. They were very, very good, and the linebacking core. I got to give a lot of credit to Elyria's defense, because going in, even looking at the, you know, looking at the stats, I thought we'd see a 35, 40 yeah. points from Solon, and that didn't happen, and all the credit goes to the Elyria defense for that.
Well, we talked to Kevin Fell before this game started, and I thought the exact same thing. They've got to get pressure on that quarterback. Coach Fell said that. Obviously, it made an impact at practice this week, and Jaleen Glover leading that defense to get back to Mooney and slow him down. So congratulations again to Jaleen Glover. He is our Lorain County Community College Player of the Game. Player of the Game brought to you by Lorain County Community College. LCCC is real education.